The average European throws out around 100 kilos of foodstuffs every year, and the Czech Republic is no exception. For several years now, an initiative called Zachraň jídlo, or Save Food, has been trying to prevent the enormous waste as well as raise Czechs' awareness of the problem. Along with organizing food donations, it attempts to provide information and solutions to all participants in the food chain, from producers to distributors and consumers. I spoke to one of the founding members of Save Food, Adam Podhola, and I first asked him what led them to establish this initiative 3 years ago.
Actually, we were in my apartment with a couple of friends, and we were watching the documentary Taste the Waste, which actually shows us the scale of this problem of food waste. And we all kind of felt very frustrated after watching this horrible scenes where like thousands of tons of food are being destroyed. And that night we decided to do something with that, and we started writing a project, Feeding 1000, where half a month later we fed 1000 people out of food that we eventually thrown away in the heart of Prague. So it was basically the screening of a documentary.
The first initiative that you talk about, that was in, I believe, in September 2013.
Yes, exactly.
Since then, your initiative has grown quite substantially. Can you describe what are your main aims nowadays? What do you focus on?
Yeah, it's also interesting that when I now see it retrospectively, because we went to make it like a one-day event. We didn't have really intentions to work on this issue. All of us in that time, 2013, had jobs, or still we were in the university. But after we organized this this Feeding the 1000 event, which turned out to be really big success, and we started feeling in a way a responsibility to work on this issue, when people started like asking us, okay guys, what you're gonna do next? Is it this one thing? You know, and when you open such a big debate and you really caught attention of people, so therefore, we decided, okay, maybe we should go on that, and it's also a big opportunity to learn something new and maybe make really some difference. So since then, we did some smaller events, because we were working basically on voluntary basis after schools and works, as I said. But since this year, we managed to get some resources to kick off the gleaning project that actually brings us where all our food production starts, to the fields, and to discover how much food is being wasted at this level.
So how much food is being wasted? If we talk about the Czech Republic, have you got some data?
The data is still kind of problematic in this issue. We don't really have a specific numbers that we can really rely on for the Czech Republic. We have some overall statistics based on some Eurostat data. But if we look at the European Parliament survey on food waste from 2013, it says that, for example, at the level of agriculture, we waste around 34%. So all food that is being wasted, which is almost one third.
So basically only around 70% of the food that is produced by farmers is actually sold to retailers, and the rest stays on the fields?
Yes, but it varies, because some of the produce, such as lettuce or kohlrabis, are more likely to external circumstances, such as bad weather, you know, heats, what we had this year, tend to be more harmful to those circumstances. So therefore, you can appear on a field with thousands of kohlrabis that will never make it to the stores, to our kitchens, because, yeah, they just grow a little bit too much, or they just have some little defects on the surface, which doesn't make it for supermarkets sexy enough to buy it and sell it.
So basically what you did in this gleaning project is you went to the fields to collect the leftovers that couldn't be sold in supermarkets. What did you do with it afterwards?
Yes, we got inspired by this British organization called Feedback that started this project a couple of years ago. And we saw, okay, this is also a great instrument, you know, how you can bring attention to this level of food waste. So in the spring, we went to farmers to ask actually if we could come and glean with some volunteers. over the summer or over the harvest season. And actually, it was also funny to look at their faces, like, you know, bunch of young guys here in my farm asking if they can come and pick up the surpluses. But actually, all of them agreed that we can come. So then over the summer until about now, we went like 18 times, around 100 people in total, and we were picking up their surpluses, which they did not harvest. And together with Food Bank, we delivered those vegetables to the people in food insecurity.
Why is this food not sold to supermarkets? You have already mentioned that there are certain directives.
Yes, this was actually one of the reasons that we also discovered with this project is why so much of this produce is being left there. So when we started asking the farmers, one of the common things that they were saying was that there are some strict cosmetic standards applied by supermarkets on their produce, which makes it almost impossible in some cases to sell. So this led us actually to supermarkets as well. So we arranged some meetings over the summer and we wanted to learn more about this, why there are some cosmetic standards that decides what is good and what is not good, even though it's still the same produce. So what we learned was that there is really not a big transparency in this, because when we ask about those criteria, if we could, for example, see that and just, you know, learn more about that, they were not really willing up to share some information about that. So this is one of the like big reason why a lot of produce is actually being left up there.
Would you say that the situation in the Czech Republic is more or less the same as in the rest of Europe?
If I look at, for example, the pictures of our colleagues in the UK where they launched this project or in other countries, it looks pretty much the same. Still, we lack some serious surveys or data for the Czech Republic, which does not allow us to really compare. But now we learned that the Ministry of Agriculture is preparing some holistic survey for next 2 years that should track the whole food chain from farm to fork about how much food we actually waste. So this is really good news, and I think this could help us to understand more what is the food waste scandal in the Czech Republic about.
What was the reaction of the farmers? You said they were a little bit suspicious at the beginning when you told them about the project. Are they actually willing to cooperate in the future?
We hope so, and so far we heard some feedback from them that they were actually really happy about it, because, you know, when you invest so much time, money, efforts into something and then you watch it to rotten on the field because of some stupid reasons, it's also kind of sad, you know, for them, I think. So then if they know that at least it can end up somewhere and help maybe someone who doesn't have enough, you know, resources or something, so that's, I think, for them as well some kind of remedy. So yeah, it went really good and we were actually very nicely surprised.
You have also used some of the vegetables that you've gleaned on the fields. You've used it for another project. I think that's your latest project, and it's called The Wonky Soup. Can you tell me more about it?
Yes. We decided that we wanted to show, to demonstrate that this produce that is being left there, it's still perfect. And together with our chef, we transformed it into three delicious soups that we served for free at the National Theatre in Prague and gave people the information about how much food is being wasted at the level of agriculture and maybe some little tips or hints what all of us can do with that. So we used this event as a catalyst to talk about what we found over the summer in the fields and maybe that we can start talking and doing something about that.
So what can we actually do on a sort of everyday level? What can ordinary people do to reduce waste?
Yeah, this is actually also one of the sad things, because as consumers, we are actually responsible for most of half of all food that is being wasted, which is, in numbers in the European Union, it's like 90 million tons a year, which is really a lot. So we can be more creative with, for example, the leftovers that we have at home that are still perfect to eat. So also through our project now, we are preparing some recipes out of leftovers that are still delicious, and you can be surprised sometimes what you can still do with this food that someone would consider like a waste. But if we look at the whole food chain and we see that still we are just one part of it, and we see that almost one third of food is being wasted at the level of agriculture, which is the beginning of the food chain. So maybe we can also demand our supermarkets where we go and buy our produce that, okay, you know, I'm ready to buy this produce, because when we had these meetings with the supermarkets, what we heard also from them most was that the Czech customers are not ready for that. So maybe this could be also the moment, you know, for us to demand that, you know, we are ready for this produce and we can demand that.
Adam Podhala there, speaking to Ruud Frankova in this week's In Focus.